There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. Hi Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
And we are back.
I'm nervous.
So am I. It's been a while.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone. It's been so long.
It's been, almost a month, I think.
Has it?
I've lost track.
I don't even know how to record podcasts anymore.
I press the button and now we talk. We probably talk a lot of shit and then...
And then we press stop recording.
And then we post it. That's it.
Okay.
Sweet.
I've forgotten it's been that long. Shout out to Nico for getting up me this morning about not having recorded. So here it is. I saw you earlier today and we're recording.
And a few other people messaging on Instagram and Facebook going, where the fuck are your podcasts? Yeah, we're getting onto it. We've just been really fucking busy.
We just died for a while, but we're back.
Yeah. If you have seen the temperatures in Sydney, we have been hiding inside for a bit. And we've just been super busy.
Yeah.
It's just been hard to find time to get together and chat, which is, we work together, but when we work together, we're at work working.
Well, we used to work 5 days a week together.
Yeah.
And now we work half a day per week together.
Yeah, which makes it a lot harder.
And during that half a day, we actually both treat patients.
Yeah.
So it's been trickier to get together. And it's kind of funny because I hear all the time from runners that I interact with that, oh, I didn't do that because like life got in the way or because I got busy or because of this. And all it comes down to is priorities, right?
And planning.
Yeah, priorities and planning.
Just go, this is what we're going to do this time every week.
Mm. And so
fucking do it.
Mike and I have realized that we didn't plan and prioritize like recording a podcast, just like someone else won't plan and prioritize doing strength work. And as soon as things get kind of busy, you just don't do it. So I've kind of felt like a shitty runner who's been like, oh yeah, like I will do strength, but I just haven't because I've been busy. Like that's, it's really interesting. So yeah. Me and Mike have like, what we've done now is we've planned, like we have our session every single week that we do.
At the same time.
Yeah.
So we can
so
do it.
We've booked it in, just like you should book in your strength work.
Even if it might not always be in the same room, but it has to be via Zoom. So be it.
Yeah.
But we're doing it.
Yeah.
That's why we're back.
Yeah. So now I've been a little bit off it recently because I've injured my foot through pure overuse.
How unusual, Patty.
I was really fit and I did a 78-kilometer run. And then felt fine and then ran throughout the week. And then the following week, I did a 73-kilometer run. Foot started hurting 20 Ks in and then kept going, ran another 50 on it.
Can't go wrong.
Hurt to walk for a couple of weeks after that. So I've been a bit off running. But that's been me. So everything to do with running is like, get out of here. But
anyway, I've been pretty good.
Yeah, you've been fine.
I've been fine. I had this weird shin thing. It still sometimes gives me grief, but it's not shin splints. It's just a weird, who knows what it is. I can run through it. It doesn't make it any worse. It hurts for like 5 hours afterwards, and then I'm fine. So I'm just going to ignore it. I've seen professionals, e.g. Patty and a few other of my colleagues, and they're all like, meh, don't know what it is. Just run. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
And it's nothing that's high risk.
Exactly.
Yeah. There are certain injuries that you can run through that are low risk and nothing really that bad is going to happen besides it getting a little bit worse. There's some injuries that are high risk, which is like, do not run through that.
Yeah, like Patty at the moment.
Yeah, so I've got a high risk injury right now, which is like, do not run through this. If you do, you can rupture a ligament in your foot and you can have a permanently deformed foot and probably never run again.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with, a high risk overuse injury. Mike is dealing with a very low risk overuse injury, which is the top of his shin muscle attachment side is a little bit sore. It's like, that's fine.
We both signed up for a half Ironman.
Yeah, we have.
That happened.
Yeah, February.
In February. So plenty of time for me to actually get my swimming sorted and my cycling.
My concern is that I'm going to be a half-decent swimmer and cyclist and not be able to run on race day. Whereas the triathlons I've done in the past, it's been I might drown and I won't finish the bike leg in time, but I'll win the run.
Look, there's a few of us doing it, so if we need to, we can carry it. It's fine.
Yeah, you can carry in.
What are we going to talk about today, Matty?
We're going to talk about, and this is kind of dedicated to my local barista, Mima. So shout out to her. Dobre ranko, kočika.
She's, where's she from?
Slovakia.
I'm
learning Slovak. So Mima asked me, she's what we'd call like a beginner runner. Yeah. Somebody's quite new to it. Runs 3 to 5 Ks and is dealing with everything that comes along with that. And she says, she wanted to know, what do I think about when I run? And because from her point of view, it was all about, you know, there's overwhelming stuff coming from every angle. Do I think about my breathing, about my feet? Do I think about turning my core on? What about my glutes? You know, what do I do with my hands? You know, like, how far should I go? Should I go faster, slower, my heart rate? And I realized, like, what you think about as a beginner is quite different to what you'd think about if you're focusing on your technique or wanting to improve your performance, or if you just want to love running. Like, what do you think about? And it's like, it's such a good thing. And depending on how experienced you are, what sort of running you're trying to do, where you're going or whatever, it'll kind of determine what you're thinking, right? Like, it's super interesting.
I think, like, the first thing that pops into my head is, like, what is sort of the lead domino for you as a beginner? Like, what's the most important thing for you to either enjoy running or improve, feel better?
Yeah, yeah.
Focus on that one thing.
Yeah.
Like, and generally, I think for beginners, it's that pretty.
Yeah.
So forget about all the rest, because there's so much information, and just focus on your breathing.
Yeah.
And once your breathing is under control and you've been focusing on that for a month, 2 months, and you're like, oh, this breathing thing is working for me, pick the next thing. What else is really important and could help you run?
When you say focus on breathing, what do you mean? Tell me about that.
The thing I see a lot in beginners is they try to just do an easy run, but they get out of breath.
Yeah.
So they're either running too fast, or they're panicking, or they're trying to run with someone that's way beyond their pace.
Yeah.
And they're just way out of breath, and which means they don't enjoy their run. It's not a quality run, and they'll like end up worse afterwards because they're like, I'm just wiped out for 3 days because I run so hard.
Yeah.
So I feel if you're focusing your breathing and keeping your breathing under control and being able to, like, you decide when you breathe in and out.
Yeah.
You can keep that under control and you can hold a conversation that will then control your pace.
Yeah.
Because it means you won't go too fast. That will then make your running more enjoyable because you're not out of breath the entire time. And that will then also keep your training load in check because you're not just doing hard running.
And so when you say keep your breathing under your own control, I guess that's like regulating the intensity of your run.
Yeah.
Like, if you're out of breath, it's not because you're breathing wrong. It's just you're going too intense.
You're
like,
too
literally
fast,
take your foot off the pedal. So I guess that's probably, rather than a certain style of breathing or a certain technique of breathing and make sure you breathe this way, it's like, literally, if you're out of breath, just run slower.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I think that I definitely agree. My first thing to think about if you're, like, just literally a beginner runner is, yeah, don't be out of breath. And if you're out of breath, just run slower. And if that means walking for a bit, fine. That means walking for a bit.
There's no shame in walking.
Yeah, but don't overthink breathing any more than that. Like, don't, should I breathe through my nose or my mouth? Or should I breathe, you know, with my footsteps or a certain way? Like,
whatever works.
Your body is pretty good at getting in oxygen. And if your body requires more oxygen, you'll breathe heavier, deeper, faster. If your body requires less oxygen, you'll breathe, like your body self-regulates that stuff. It's, you never actually have to think about breathing. So the only way to think of the only time you should think about it is if you're like, you're out of breath. It's like, okay, let's peel back the intensity. So I think that's, it's like, as a beginner runner, like, who cares about your glutes or your core or your arms or what part of your foot you're landing on, or like, am I doing the right thing, wrong thing? Just run and breathe. Like, literally, that's it. As you get into it, as a beginner, you might find that, like, oh, I actually want to know more about my shoe, or like, what do I do with my hands? Once you're kind of comfortable like that, pick the next thing.
Yeah.
And just kind of work on one thing. And that one thing might come to you via a conversation with someone, or just from looking at someone else around. Like, oh, why do they do that with their shoulders or whatever? Like, it might be that, might be listening to this podcast, might be something.
I think you can almost carry that through into intermediate and experienced runs. If you want to improve your technique, you're not going to focus on six things at the same time.
Mm.
You're not going to focus on your cadence and on your arm swing and on your speed and on this and on that. You just go, this one, I'm really going to focus on my cadence.
Yeah.
And you do that one thing.
Yeah.
And you do that right until you understand how it works, until you master that, and then you move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And I think really important there is to realize what's the most important thing for you.
Yeah.
As a runner, where you are in that time.
Yeah.
And for some people, that might be, oh, I need to improve change my cadence because I'm getting some pains or niggles.
Yeah.
For other people, it might be, oh, I'm trying to get faster, so I'm going to really focus on speed and pace.
Yeah.
So it really depends on where you are. But I think the biggest thing is to focus on the one thing, because it gets overwhelming. And I don't know about you, Paddy, but if I focus on one thing, all the things I do are becoming half-assed.
Yeah. Yeah, and how do you know that you're nailing it if you're trying to nail five things?
Mm.
So whenever I change a runner's technique, I'll only ever change one, maybe sometimes two things that are quite simple. But if you were to say to someone, hey, make sure you increase your cadence and land on this certain part of your foot, but step also a little bit wider and relax your elbows a little bit more, but also breathe in this certain way and keep your chest tall. Like, how the hell can you do all that? You can't. It's either like, cool, do this with your cadence. Or sometimes there are certain things that might go hand in hand. Like For a while, I was thinking about leaning forwards and landing under my body.
Yeah.
Like those two things kind of go hand in hand. But I only thought about two things because they go hand in hand. So, yeah, it is good to have like a singular focus. And that might be for the next 3Ks, I'm going to think about cadence. And then after that, I'm going to stop thinking about cadence and might start to think about foot strike or whatever it might be.
Or if you're doing interval running and let's say you're doing 1K repeats, for the first K, focus on your cadence. For the next K, focus on your arm swing. For the third K, focus on this.
And then the last K, focus on beer.
Yeah, exactly. Like you finish with that always.
Yes.
So it's really breaking things down into single things.
Yeah.
That makes running a lot easier.
Yeah. So that's if you're thinking about your technique, right?
Yeah.
Then there are we don't always think about our technique. So there are runs where you just go and you think about, I don't know, just enjoying the run.
Yeah.
In which case, cool. Think about
whatever.
Think about your parents. Think about the birds. Think about the gravel under your feet. Like,
yeah.
Do whatever.
Or like sometimes I go for a run to clear my mind and to think about a specific thing that I need to deal with.
Mm.
Like, oh, I need to do this big task I've got on for next week, and I'll try to break that task down whilst I'm running.
Mm.
I'm doing my run. I'm not focusing on my technique or my fasting problem. I'm just thinking about this one thing. Like, I need to do this and this and this and this is how it's going to look. And I need to take these actions.
And that can only happen when you're running slow enough, relaxed enough that you're not out of breath.
Exactly.
Just doing what you'd call an easy run. Yeah.
The only thing I think of when I do a hard run is not die.
Not die.
Don't die.
Yeah.
Until I finished that run, like, I felt so good.
Have you ever had any near-death experiences on a run?
Like, I ran last Sunday when it was 35 degrees. I haven't struggled running for such a long time.
Mm.
And Sunday there were so many times where I thought, I can just stop.
Yeah.
I can just pull out. I can just walk.
Yeah.
I can just, nobody knows.
Yeah.
There were so many options for me to just turn around and go back.
A lot of head noise.
A lot of head noise.
Yeah.
I felt it from step one. I was like, it's going to be one of those runs.
Mm.
And like, I normally run, if I race a half marathon, I run like just over 90 minutes.
Mm.
This took me 2 hours and 5 minutes. For me, that's pretty slow. And I struggled the entire way.
Yeah.
And just a lot of head noise. There was definitely no thinking about positive things. Except the next bowler.
Just don't die.
Don't die, yeah.
Yeah. I reckon I've nearly died twice.
Twice.
On a run. Yeah, once when I DNF'd my 100-mile race.
Oh, you almost actually died.
I almost actually died, shriveled up under a bush in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. The second time was probably nearly died of, consequences of being dehydrated in the bush on a 40-degree day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you're so dehydrated, you can't look straight and you can't walk straight. You're trying to walk in a straight line, but you're wobbling all over the place and you can't talk in sentences because you're so dehydrated.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And you're about 15 kilometers from the nearest source of water and you have no phone reception and you're just in the bush. And it's like, yep, okay, this is pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
This is how people get in trouble.
This is how people collapse and die. Yeah.
So we found a creek that said, do not drink this water.
And you drank the water.
And we drank like 2 liters of
water. Which creek?
Somewhere in the Blue Mountains. Maybe Jamison Creek or one of those. Yeah.
Or the second one, the Lura Creek.
I think we drank from maybe both.
Yeah.
And they said, do not drink this water. And I'm like, if this means I'm shitting my pants tomorrow, I'm fine because it means I won't die now.
Did you?
No, I actually feel fine. Oh. No tummy issues.
Oh, sweet.
So it turns out you can drink that water.
Maybe don't try this at home.
But yeah, like on that run, what was I thinking about? I wasn't thinking about breathing. I wasn't thinking about cadets. I was like, how do I not die?
Yeah. Where can I get some fluids from?
Yeah.
Do I have to go Bear Grylls myself?
Yeah. And yeah, I guess Christmas coming up. When I'm running, I'm going to be thinking about beer and food. And
Or thinking about I shouldn't have drunk or ate so much.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Mm.
Yeah. So we should do a beer mile. It's probably going to be late talking about one of those.
Mm-hmm. We can do one to celebrate 2021.
We might do a BML in January.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, if you want to think about anything, think about one thing to focus on. But sometimes it's also good to not think about anything and just run and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And just clear your head.
Yeah. And that it also does speak to if you're trying to like improve your performance and improve your technique and do all these other different things, maybe just like pick one to focus on it now. Say I've gone for some runs where I'm like, this is my easy run and I'm just thinking about my technique and I'm just fiddling with that. Or you go for runs where you're like, I'm going to do a hard interval session and I'm not thinking about technique, I'm thinking about performance.
Yeah.
And you can't kind of nail both at the same time.
Okay. And as you get more experience and you do more, your performance will increase and your technique will increase. Like then when you're performing well, your technique's good. And vice versa.
Yeah.
And that'll come with time.
It will. Yeah. Sick. We've got a few guests coming up. I'm going to get on a special guest who's doing some really, really, really cool environmental work with running.
Yeah, sweet.
I'm going to get another guest on who is a running nerd and is just going to tear shreds off any piece of technology he can.
So we'll do that.
And maybe a podiatrist.
We'll get him on. He's in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, he should be able to get on in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So we've got a few little guests.
And we're recording something tonight as well.
Yeah.
With a sports scientist.
Yeah. Yeah. More about hydration stuff.
I'm posting this like today before that.
Yeah.
So get on Instagram and post your questions.
Yeah. Sick. Sorry. All right. Good to be back. We've got a few more things coming up. So sorry to keep you waiting, but
we'll talk soon.